This month marks my 26th anniversary with the Kelowna Capital News writing the Straight from Dehart business column. Wow, how time flies. Thanks to everyone for your support over the years. To celebrate this milestone, please mark your calendars for Thursday, October 17, 2024, from 6 to 9 a.m., for the return of the Maxime Dehart Ramada Hotel, United Way, drive-through breakfast. Yes, we're having another one. The new owners of the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, Durali Properties, who are the Jodge family, are very community-minded and asked me if we could entertain having the drive-through breakfast again at the Ramada this year. They will be very excited to welcome everyone to the hotel that morning, and so will I. The drive-through breakfast has now raised over $1 million for the United Way, and we would like to keep the momentum going. With the help of the City of Kelowna and the local RCMP, all the traffic on Enterprise Way, Harvey Avenue and in the parking lot of the Ramada Hotel will be managed smoothly. Our longtime sponsors who are back on board include SunRipe, WealthLink Financial Services, Tim Hortons, Big White Ski Resort, Coca-Cola, Industrial Alliance Financial Group, Interior Savings Credit Union, IGA, Kellogg's, Apple Valley Promotions, Dairyland, Re, Max, Skoggy's Car Wash, Westkey Graphics, Old Dutch, Mario's Towing, Waste Connections, ProSign and Sleep Country. Our media sponsors also return, led by the Kelowna Capital News. I will be writing about the event on and off from now until October 17th in my upcoming columns, and will spotlight all the longtime and new sponsors supporting our fundraiser this year. If you would like to join us as a sponsor or donate a gift card or chat about some type of sponsorship from your business, please give me a call at 250-862-7662 or email maxine.dehart@ramadakelowna.com. Remember, all money raised from the drive-through stays right here to help those in our community. Job opportunity. The Ramada Hotel and Conference Center is looking for a full-time banquet manager to be the leader of Kelowna's best conference team. If you have a minimum of 1 year in a supervisory role in the food and beverage industry, with hotel banquet department experience preferred, send your resume to conference manager Sergio Cuniel at sergio.cuniel@ramadakelowna.com. After 24 years with 99.9 Virgin, Move 101.5 and AM 1150 radio stations, Diana Arendt has accepted a new opportunity with Valley First Credit Union as marketing and community investment manager starting April 8. Diana will work out of the Valley First offices at the Innovation Center in downtown Kelowna. Diana's last day at the radio stations will be April 5th. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Maxine Dehart, at Maxina Dehart. The Kelowna Kiwanis Festival celebrates its 97th year in 2024, a cornerstone of the local performing arts community for nearly a century, which has now evolved into the Central Okanagan Performing Arts Festival, COPA Festival. The rebranding reflects the festival's expanding vision and commitment to fostering performing arts talent in the region. Further elevating this new chapter, the festival is honored to introduce its new title sponsor, the Rotary Clubs of the Central Okanagan, a partnership that promises to enhance the festival's impact and reach. There is an exhilarating showcase of performing arts, spanning a variety of disciplines for COPA Festival 2024 from March to May at www.copafestival.com. Serving on the festival board of directors are Graham Vink, President, Scott McFarlane, Treasurer, Kaylee Morecam, Secretary, Carissa Shaman, Marketing Director, and Julie Mulligan, Volunteer Coordinator. Tashalea Marangoni, Tosca, is the Executive Director of the organization. Kelowna's Maxwell Breyer is Canada's top young sommelier. His next stop is the International Young Sommelier Competition in Portugal this October. A recent competition was in Calgary at the Chain des Rotisseurs National Competition at the Ranchman's Club. The candidates tested their wine theory, knowledge of spirits and other alcoholic beverages, practical service and tasting abilities. Maxwell stood out above the rest, taking top honors. Max is currently completing his WSER diploma in wine and credits some of his success to mentor Bram Bulvane, experience manager, at Iconic Wine of BC. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Maxine Dehart, at Maxina Dehart. The Kelowna Masters Racquetball Club held its end-of-season tournament along with a crib tournament. Congratulations to Grant Hewitt, who scored a remarkable 29-hand. The chances of this happening are very rare, the odds being about 1 in 216,000. A 29 hand is a player that holds three fives and a jack, then gets another five in the cut and the final five card must be the same suit as the jack. Grant has been playing crib for 58 years. Many of the members of the Masters Racquetball Club play crib regularity. Kelowna's Gospel Mission, KGM, will host its annual Strides 2024 event on April 13. Resource Development Specialist Spencer Larson will be doing a 300K longboard from April 5 to 7 seeking to reach his goal of $10,000 raised for the event. He will be boarding from KGM to Monte Creek and back. If you would like to donate to him and his team, contact Spencer at 250-870-7339 or slarson@kelownagospelmission.ca. When Kelowna's sister city in Japan, Kasugai, heard about and saw the wildfire devastation last year, the community wanted to support those affected, collecting donations totaling over $15,000 for the wildfire property loss victims. The Kasugai Sister Association in Kelowna is now asking Kelowna to match the generosity shown by Kasugai. Matching donations can be sent to www.salvationarmy.ca/sistercitysupport. Reciprocating, our Kelowna Association will host a two-day event at the Mary Irwin Theater to support the victims of the January 2024 earthquake in Japan. On April 2, from 6 to 9 p.m., enjoy a concert showcasing Okanagan and Kasugai musicians. On April 3, from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., immerse yourself in Japanese performances, workshops, presentations and other demonstrations. Activities are by donation with all net proceeds will be to aid Japan. For more information contact Ken Fix at kelkska@gmail.com. Founded by Ashley Fraser Sexsmith, Chatty Girl Media has reached a 10-year milestone in digital marketing. After having her own business, Cool Eclipse, in Edmonton and identifying the need to help other small businesses navigate the world of digital media, she sold Cool Eclipse to jump into Chatty Girl Media. Over the past 10 years, she has helped hundreds of people and businesses grow their online following through social media platforms. Ashley relocated to Kelowna in 2020 and has successfully transitioned her business here. Chatty Girl offers services including content creation, social media management, photography, influencer marketing, branding, UGC content, graphic design, business consulting and talent management. www.chattygirlmedia.com. Shannon Pae is the new center manager and guardian to Stella, Willow and Logan at the Kelowna branch of the BCSPCA. A benefit for the BCSPCA, the Furball, will be presented by Touchstone Law Group LLP on Saturday, April 27, at Four Points by Sheraton. This magical evening will celebrate the amazing animals who touch our lives and raise crucial funds to protect and care for vulnerable animals in our community. There will be a cuddle lounge, cocktails, entertainment, silent and live auctions, dinner and program. Tickets and information at www.furball.spca.bc.ca/Kelowna. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Maxine Dehart, at Maxina Dehart. If you are an outdoor enthusiast, watch for the 2024 BC Interior Sportsman Show taking place April 5 to 7 at MNP Place on Gordon Drive. The show offers a wide range of exhibitions, presentations, seminars and guest speakers in the world of hunting, conservation and outdoor adventures. The Kelowna Museums Society invites you to take a journey through its fashion collection with the Society's latest exhibition, Spring Fashion, from collections to the catwalk, on display from March 7 to May 26 at the Okanagan Heritage Museum. The museum has a vast textile collection that has largely gone unseen until now. This newest exhibition provides an exciting opportunity to showcase some of their 2,500 pieces of clothing, everything from wedding gowns, tuxedos, dresses, baptismal gowns to socks and undies. And they have not forgotten about the accessories, vintage shoes, hats, gloves and handbags. Birthdays of the week: Avril Pace, March 27th; Dick Dummond, March 28th; Cam Forgues, March 28th; Jaden Large, March 29th; Don Jeffries, March 29th; Gary Czar, March 29th; Francis Cheng, March 30th, Bob Metlusky, March 30th, Ross Bythe, March 31st, Gordy Abugouche, March 31st, Steve Geddes, March 31st, Karen Hill, April 1st, David Craig, April 1st, Carson Chan, April 1st, Karmjeet Gill, April 1st, Cynthia Valdeck-Peter, April 2nd, John McCormack, April 2nd, Aniko Sabo, April 2nd. Maxine Dehart is a Kelowna City Councilor and local hotelier. Phone her at 250-979-4546 or 250-862-7662. Email max at maxinedehart.ca.